Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a dash of stoic wisdom. Ever feel like your phone has become an extension of yourself? Like you're constantly tethered to the digital world, even when you crave some peace and quiet? You know that feeling when notifications are popping up left and right and you just want to scream into the void? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, friends. Technology can be a double-edged sword. It connects us, informs us, entertains us, but it can also hijack our attention, steal our time, and leave us feeling drained and disconnected from ourselves and the real world. So, today we're diving into the art of creating healthy boundaries with technology, learning to disconnect and recharge. Think of this as your permission slip to put down the phone, step away from the screen, and reclaim your time and energy. Let's start by breaking down 5 key takeaways that can help you master the art of digital detox. First up, awareness is key. Before we can set boundaries, we need to understand our relationship with technology. Track how much time you spend scrolling, gaming, or browsing. Be honest. Are you glued to your phone even during meals or conversations? Identifying these patterns is the first step toward making a change. Remember, Stoicism encourages us to observe our thoughts and emotions without judgment. It's about understanding our habits so we can make conscious choices. Next, define your non-negotiables. What activities or times of day are sacred to you? Dinner with loved ones, a morning walk, an evening reading session. These are the moments where technology should take a backseat. Establish clear boundaries around these areas and stick to them like glue. Think of it like setting up mental stop signs for your phone. Third, designate tech-free zones. Your bedroom is your sanctuary, right? Make it a tech-free zone. Leave the phone outside your bedroom door and enjoy some peaceful sleep without the blue light interfering with your rest. The same goes for other areas like the dinner table or your workspace. Fourth, turn off notifications. Those little red badges are designed to grab your attention and pull you back into the digital vortex. Silence them. Turn off non-essential notifications and reclaim your focus. Remember, Stoics value tranquility and inner peace. Those constant pings and buzzes can be major distractions from that serenity. And finally, cultivate alternative activities. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through social media, pick up a book, take a walk in nature, spend time with loved ones, learn a new skill, or simply enjoy the quiet. Stoicism encourages us to find joy and fulfillment in simple pleasures and meaningful experiences, things that technology can't replicate. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party, catching up with friends. Instead of constantly checking your phone for updates or notifications, you're actually present in the conversation, listening attentively, making eye contact, and enjoying the company. You're fully engaged in the moment, feeling connected to the people around you and savoring the experience. That's the power of creating healthy boundaries with technology. It allows us to be more present, more mindful, and ultimately, happier. Think about it. How many times have you missed out on a beautiful sunset because you were glued to your phone? Or forgotten a friend's birthday because you were too busy scrolling through social media? These moments slip by unnoticed when we're constantly distracted. By setting boundaries, we reclaim our time and attention, allowing ourselves to truly experience life, the good, the bad, and everything in between. So, are you ready to unplug and recharge? Remember, it's not about deleting technology from your life entirely, but rather about using it intentionally and consciously. Take small steps, be patient with yourself, and celebrate your progress. Want to share your own tech-free success stories or struggles? Hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Detachment for more Stoic wisdom and practical tips to navigate life's challenges. Until next time, stay unbothered.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.